Welcome to this week's edition of Film Room Friday. The league certainly has a heightened awareness about the concussions that a player sustains in a game, and Dwight Lowry certainly sustained one in Seattle against the Seahawks, and it was not a pretty hit. Dwight Lowry never saw it coming. We're going to show it to you right now on the film. Here's Dwight, deep safety, coming up into the formation, and he's going to appear to be covering the wide receiver, Sidney Rice. And Sidney Rice flares out towards the boundary, and he basically sloughs off in coverage. And when he does, he keeps his eyes in the backfield, and he does not see wide receiver Golden Tate coming down, and Golden Tate just absolutely puts it in his ear hole. Now, is this an illegal block by Golden Tate? No. Is it a necessary block by Golden Tate? No. But it's a physical game played by tough men, and I just hope that Dwight Lowry is going to be okay. Jonathan Cyprian, a young safety that's getting better and better and better. Here he is lined up in the box area on the left side. He's in the box area a lot. Very fast, and what I liked most was this move here. He does the tomahawk chop pass rush move on Marshawn Lynch, continues around with great speed, and closes the gap on Russell Wilson, but then also has the awareness to go for the ball on Russell Wilson. Now look, it takes young players sometimes a long time to learn a pass rush move as a secondary guy, but also even longer for guys that are even just rushing the passer in the defensive front to be aware of knocking the ball out, not just trying to get the sack. A nice play by a young player, and the young player, clearly Cyprian, is getting better and better, and I can't go without showing what happens here at the end of this play. Heads up play by Cenderic Marks. Brandon Dedrick recovers the ball. He's still eligible to get up and run. And Cenderic Marks realizes this, and you can see the tight end coming in, and Cenderic Marks cleans him off to allow the possibility of Dedrick getting up and going, although he doesn't. There was a lot of talk this week about maybe a little bit of an adjustment in the running game. I would not be surprised to see the Jaguars go to this right here. It's a power O. Maurice calls it God's play. You can see why it's power O. O offside guard. That's Will Rackley coming around to the right side of the formation. Will Tofoa being a power back leading the way, and two tight ends also. This is what Maurice has run for many years, and this is what he's very comfortable running, and you can see it's an effective play, so don't be surprised if we see more of Maurice Jones-Drew running God's play. Special teams, a young group that certainly is getting better as the season is wearing on. I like the job that Leroy Reynolds is doing, 56 in the middle here. He gets a deflected punt. Nice job of getting off the block, accelerating with speed, and then angling yourself away from the punter so you don't end up getting a roughing the punter call and bringing the arm down, but you'd like to see the arm straight out instead of coming down. Now, a lot of people wondered, why is this not going down as officially a blocked punt? If the punt goes past the line of scrimmage, as this has done, it does not go down as a block. It just goes as a deflected punt. The Indianapolis Colts have had a little bit of a philosophy change on offense, and you can see it here. In this ball game, take a look at the scoreboard. Fourth quarter, 7 minutes, the Colts have an opportunity to make this a two-possession lead. Third and four. The Colts of old, probably under Bruce Arians, would have opted to let Andrew Luck throw the ball. But a little different under new offensive coordinator, Pep Hamilton, who was Andrew Luck's coordinator at Stanford. They give the ball to Ahmad Bradshaw, and Ahmad Bradshaw on a third and four does an excellent job of finding a crease. He's a slashing type runner, very effective, but it really goes to show you how the Colts have changed offensively on the goal line. This is four plays later after that third and four, and the Colts have done nothing but run the football on this drive. This is going to be the fifth consecutive rushing attempt by the Colts. And this is the play in which they scored, and Andrew Luck scores the touchdown on the keeper. And I wanted to show this to you because we all know that Andrew Luck has scrambling ability. But why do coaches always say, do your job? If you look at the 49ers, they have somebody in every gap across the board. And Aldon Smith, the right outside linebacker, had a rough week last week. His job is to stay outside. If he goes to the inside, look at how many 49ers are in there. All he has to do is his job. But watch what he does. He swims to the inside, trying to do too much. That's the definition of trying to do too much. Therefore, it comes back to just doing your job.